Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley, and unfortunately my rib, my girlfriend, my everything, my wife, she can't be with me today, so I'm going to go ahead and represent establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And I'm so excited today because I have two absolutely amazing women in the studio with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our studio,
Shantae McClurkin Patrick.
I call her Dr. Gates. And
and Jessica McClurkin Gates.
And just in case you didn't know, they're representing MAC Couture. And we're here to talk about fashion and the upcoming fashion show, correct?
Yes, the hottest thing happening in the city.
Outstanding. Now, my first question, we're going to go ahead and jump on into it. What is MAC Couture?
Well, glad you asked that. MAC Couture is not only an online clothing brand, but it's also family-based. MAC, of course, our maiden name is McClurkin. And growing up, people messed that up until Donnie came out. So we got called McClurkin, McClurkin, everything else. So my dad was in the military, and he was Sergeant MAC. So the family nickname is MAC, M-A-C-K. And then Couture is actually something that's one of a kind. So we're family, MAC.
Right.
Couture, one of a kind.
You know, you could tell by my face that really blew me away. Because I didn't know.
Yeah.
Man, that is so special. Now, everybody in the nation has been watching Deion Sanders.
Yep.
And Deion Sanders have some shades. I believe they call blenders or something. Uh-huh. Like that. And they have sold 4.5 million. Mm-hmm. And so I say that to emphasize how important fashion is in our culture.
That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
And so how has fashion impacted your life one at a time?
Fashion, that's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question. And I was already thinking before you expounded on what the real question was, because I wanted to say that I think that fashion not by itself is such a major impact, but it's more so the influence that the person who's sporting the fashion brings to the table.
I agree with you 110% I'm the kind of man, I don't have to wear name brands.
Right.
It just have to feel a certain way and look a certain way.
Right.
On me. I feel like I'm the one who bring it out.
So
not
you stealing
the name
my
brand.
Answer. You stealing my answer. Now you got to ask me a different question.
That's just my humble answer as a humble ball.
That is part of my question.
Ahead.
So fashion has influenced my life multiple aspects. So growing up, again, MAC Couture is a family name. Our mama was a fashion, and still is, a fashion plate.
Yes.
She made sure we were looking good from head to toe. All the time, family was always dressed alike, you know, matching clothes and still do all that great things. She would always find little unique pieces. Could have been name brand, didn't necessarily have to be name brand. But part of the reason that MAC Couture started was because my sister and I had got back involved with the fashion industry just through some organizations that we were in, and she was much smaller. And I was mm-hmm. much heavier, but we still was fabulous. Now, still fabulous.
Absolutely.
Still fabulous,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so the thing was, we always were complimented, even as adults, on how we carried ourselves and how we were able to select pieces that worked for our body type. It didn't necessarily have to have that label.
Right.
It just as we knew how to put a top and a bottom together. We knew how to put on a dress together. We knew how to dress our friends. We knew how to suggest color schemes and items that not necessarily other people might have chosen. Like, oh, I wouldn't even have thought about to put that with that.
Right.
And then when we add that to the confidence, oh, watch out. That's true MAC Couture. That's true fashion beyond measure. Whether you small or thick or in between, you can be a fashion plate. And it makes you feel better when you get up. I'm sorry, I'm probably going on too long. Let me get my sister jumping that thing. But this is my thing right here.
But she is taking my answer, because my thing is
fashion to me is all about feeling. So even everything she said is absolutely correct, but it was more of a feeling because I was in that in-between stage where I started gaining weight. I've always been like a buck, 10 if that.
She was 57 cents.
I promise you.
Well.
But I started getting that happy weight. And when I got that happy weight, I couldn't shop in small boutiques. I could not shop in the larger boutiques. I was right in that in-between stage where I couldn't find things to make me put on things make me feel good. So I believe in if you look good, you feel good. Right. So we started picking items that we thought looked good. We said, hey, let's try to see if people will catch on and if they'll buy this. Right. And they did. They bought into the vision.
Right. Outstanding. Gentlemen, listen, let me tell you. Both of these women, I believe one is married and one is engaged, if I'm correct. But these women exude confidence. and let me tell you, as a happily married man, I feel like I'm flying without my wing, which is my wife. So I'm going to go ahead and bring it in for the Rileys. But I love the atmosphere and the flow that both of you guys have. It's really contagious. Okay. Now, when is the Mac Couture Fashion Show? Or do you have a theme for this year's fashion show?
Well, this year, the show is on Saturday, September the 30th. The doors open at 6 o'clock, and the show starts promptly at 7 o'clock. This is our 10-year anniversary.
It's the what?
It's the 10-year.
It's the what?
The 10-year anniversary.
So exciting. Wow.
Yes. So our theme this year is Remember the Time.
Remember what time?
Remember the time when everything first started. And actually, for us, it goes further than that. We actually want to reminisce on us as little girls. Like, okay. The time, the bond between the family where you can see us dressed alike in our mm-hmm. mama's laps. Mm-hmm. If you come to the show, you'll actually see some yep. throwback pictures yes. of the Mac sisters yes. from growth, the style that we used to have as little bitty
Let's
babies.
Let's not use that picture when my mama dressed me like Rerun, though.
We might have to throw that one in there.
I met Fred Berry before.
Yeah, but that was the best.
He used to be in Columbus all the time. Yeah, it's not
yeah.
flattering.
Yeah, but you'll get to see some of the throwback Mac Couture pieces. But yeah, we're reminiscing on how it began and how, because a lot of people don't realize the vision. I started a dance company first.
Dance.com?
Yeah, my first business was a dance company, and I ended up losing that company. I wouldn't say losing, I ended up giving up that company because I injured myself and had a knee replacement.
Okay.
And so in the midst of having that knee replacement, me and my sister was just talking, and I was depressed. And she was like, girl, you got to keep pushing. What else you got next? What you got next?
Right.
And out of depression was birthed Mac Couture.
And that is so awesome. Now tell me, ladies, because I had the unique opportunity and pleasure to meet both mom and dad.
Yep.
And they are absolutely amazing. Her dad makes the best.
Everything.
That cake was, look, the only thing I had was a cake. But the cake was fluffy, like it was like eating a cloud on a cloud. Believe that. But do you two get your fashion sense from your mother and father?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yes. Definitely. My mom that's has so always, awesome. Yeah, you can see throwback pictures of my mom looking like Foxy Brown back yes. in the day. She yeah. had the afro, she had the Jerry curl, she had like the little trench coats and the fishnet
stockings.
And mother
is so fabulous.
Yeah. Yes.
My absolute favorite picture of my mother is the one where she's standing on the sidewalk. She on that navy blue uh-huh. with the lime green stripe. Uh-huh. She had on a thin belt that was like red, because see, nobody would think about it.
Yep, pop the color.
And then she had the shell, like it was white, like a shell, and she's standing there with those ankles crossed and with that pose,
yep,
baby.
Looking
I
to
was
the
like,
side.
Okay, yeah, looking off. It's the look away.
Wow. Listen. Just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio today with Mac Couture, and the name of Sunday Conversation is Remember the Time. I love it. Remember the Time. And I'm in the studio with Dr. Gates and Jessica Gates of Mac Couture.
Dr. Patrick.
You know, I don't ever correct you because, you know, it's one and the same. Everybody gets
I'm
mixed
sorry.
Up all the time.
I'm
all right.
So sorry. Now, how much are the tickets, and are there any tickets still available?
The tickets are $30, and as of right now, there are still a few tickets left. Normally, we sell out.
Yeah, a few.
Okay, so yeah, listen up, man. Listen. We had an opportunity to go to the fashion show last year at CSU.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely amazing. Listen, you do not want to miss this fashion show. The Who's Who in Columbus, Georgia are coming out.
That's
so
it.
Make sure yeah. you check it out. Now, this is a question I wanted to know. I'm not trying to put you on anything like that. But is Mac Couture a nonprofit or is it for-profit?
Mac Couture is for-profit, but we actually do things that are nonprofit as
Let's
well.
Talk about it.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we are for-profit. However, we do things throughout the year. Like, we have our model boot camps.
Okay.
Where we actually do a training camp for young girls and do mentorships that way. We also volunteer to different, because matter of fact, she just came from
left Martin Luther King earlier from talking to those little girls and talking about self-esteem and image, and put on a little mini fashion show.
Right. And then last year as well at our show, we actually picked a few nonprofits to sew back into, because Overflow was one of them as well.
Yeah, you showed out with Overflow.
So we are for profit, but we also do nonprofit things as well.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, these ladies are absolutely amazing, man. And we really want to support the businesses in Columbus, Georgia. They say a lot of stuff don't happen in Columbus, Georgia, but you need to get out, because a lot of stuff do happen in Columbus, Georgia. You just have to get out, get up, and get something, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this is a question for both of you. How do you balance all your activities, your job, your fashion? I believe somebody is a realtor, or both of you are realtors.
Yes. I'm a realtor.
I'm going to get my license.
And you're going to get your license.
I got to take the test.
You got to take it now. You just said it on the mic.
I got to take the test.
It seemed like I see you guys everywhere. Every time I turn around, you guys are somewhere.
Yeah.
So how do you balance everything? Because I know trying to put together a show the magnitude of Matt Couture, man, it's a lot of moving pieces.
Right. Balance is hard because I'm a full-time employee. I'm a full-time student at CSU. Full-time business owner. Going from real estate license, doing this whole Matt Couture thing. It's just crazy. It's all about calendar planning to me, really. Yes. And then I am married, so like right now while I'm here, my husband's doing the running. It's like, what we eating for dinner today?
Shout out, hub.
What we eating for dinner today? You want that? Okay, cool. I'm going to go pick that up.
Like my wife and I, we work together. Some days I cook, some days she cooks. Exactly. Sometimes both of us tired, so we just eat out.
Exactly. And today would be an eat out day. Things? Yes, okay. Today would be an eat out day. But we do the same thing. I might plan the groceries and I pick easy stuff throughout the week. He cook it while I do homework, and we're good to go.
Who's the better cook?
I am. He would say that too. He's getting better.
The man's a better cook.
Well, usually he's a better baker than I am.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Patrick.
Yes. So same thing here. I'm an academic coach for the school district. I also teach courses for people who are attaining their early childhood degree at Miller-Mott Education Center. I also am a real estate agent, ShantaePatrick.com, shameless plug.
Okay.
But also a mother. I also have a boyfriend who's absolutely amazing. But also helping with Matt Couture. Also just so many different hats. And the same thing like she just said. Basically, it's family support and scheduling. Mm-hmm. I'm not married, as she said, but I do have a very supportive boyfriend who is at home right now cooking for me. So, you know, I don't have to worry about the meal.
Now, can you cook?
Can he cook?
Yeah.
He really can.
Okay.
He can. And he cooks most days, yes.
Okay.
And he'll ask what I need and even pack leftovers for lunch for me the next day. So I don't have to worry about any of that.
Man, that is so awesome.
But
man.
But then I also have teenage children. My son is in sports. My daughter works and is in college.
So
my daughter is going to make sure that my son is picked up. So it's the scheduling and the family support.
Yep.
That's your mini you. That's a mini me.
Yeah. She looks just like me.
She looks like my sister.
Now, what is the location? Tell me this. What's the location of the fashion show? How much are the tickets? What's the date? And what time does it start?
All right. So the location is going to be at the CSU Cunningham Center. A lot of people ask where that is. If you are on Manchester Expressway, it's directly across the street from the mall. Peachtree Mall is the glass building. Of course, the show is Saturday, September the 30th. Doors open at 6. You want to be there to shop with our vendors. Show start exactly at 7 o'clock, and you can get your tickets on eventbrite.com, or you can just type in Matt Couture in the web browser. We blow up the internet.
It's popping up.
Yeah, just Google Matt Couture and it's going
to
pop up.
Now, how can somebody vend at the show? What's the process to vend at the show? Well, or is it too late?
It's too late. We're sold out. We have over 22 vendors of anything you can even ask for.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, what type of stuff will there be blending? What type of stuff will there be selling at the show?
Anything, really. You have clothing boutiques. You have even men clothing boutiques. You have people that
honey.
Have... Yeah, you have, yeah, you have honey.
Okay.
Let me tell you about that honey.
Okay.
You have honey. You have people that are do handcrafted jewelry. You have paparazzi. You have people selling oils. You have real estate agents that's going to be there. And I tell you anything. You have people who draw, like do artwork that's going to be selling. And I say anything. We even got selling shakes and teas.
Yeah.
I'm with it. You know, as being a barber, fashion is in barbering. People don't really understand that, but when I'm cutting hair, that's a canvas.
Yes.
And when you come in one way, you leave another way, so that is a transformation.
It is.
And part of the haircut and part of the hairstyle is putting on the clothes, putting on the fashion show. People don't really understand that, I guess psychologically, it matters to have on something clean, something nice, because you feel a certain way, you walk a certain way, you act a certain way. And so I want both of you to tell me, how does fashion help in our community?
That's a good question.
Because it does.
It does.
It does.
It does. Because like I said, I have men that come into the barbershop and they come in one way and they leave another way. It's a transformation, because not only am I cutting their hair, I'm also having a conversation.
Right.
And we're talking about views, and you know, we're bouncing ideas and stuff like that. And then once they get the haircut, and they I call it want to be a ball in a Peachtree Mall, they go out to the mall and they get an outfit, and then they go somewhere. That's a whole transformation. Yeah.
It's a whole vibe.
It's
once you get that haircut, because it's funny, because even talking to the models today, I told the women, I need your hair this way, I need your makeup this way. I said, and men, don't think you're left out. I need to make sure you get a haircut. I need to make sure you're groomed. I need you to have that. And it was crazy, because someone was like, you actually got to tell people that? Yes, yes. You do. Because we have a certain standard. So I think that impact in the community is one, like you said, if you feel good, maybe some of these people stop cutting up so bad. If you are able to go to a barbershop and have somebody sit down and have a conversation with you, you wouldn't have so much built up anger or frustration, or you might have somebody to talk you out of the things you're doing. Or if you have someone that's a female that's wanting to mentor you, that's wanting to style you and teach you how to be a lady, then that could help you prevent some of the teenage pregnancies and stuff like that, too.
Any fresh white Air Force
exactly.
That part. Fight in them
that
shoes?
Part. Exactly. Unless you step on their shoes.
No.
I used to be a little bit of a thug when I was in elementary and middle school. A little bit. And I dressed different them days when I was going to school. And I said them days.
Yeah.
It was Dr. Patrick saying them days.
Yeah.
But I dressed differently. But I want you to think for a second about all the makeover shows.
Yeah.
Like, think about all the TV shows that have been about either people getting fashion makeovers or getting their teeth done or getting their hair fixed or whatever. It's never about the outfit at the end. When those people reveal they final look, all their family and friends are crying. They applauding. The person is crying. And they looking in the mirror or they looking in the camera. And it's not about, oh my gosh, this dress is beautiful. It's, I feel beautiful.
Feel good, yep.
You have changed my life. You have done blah, blah, blah. And then when they do the follow-up, those people carry on that same, because they're trying to relive that feeling. So it's something internal. It's outside. It's not everything, but somehow it is everything.
Yeah.
I came up with a word. I said it needs to be a priority of selfishness.
Yes.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Sisters, how is it working with each other? Tell me about the personality.
If you saw her looking at me.
You seem like you like.
Let's see what he thinks of our personality. Let's see.
You are the gangster. It seems like you the gangster. Jessica lay back and be like, okay, then let's work together and get it done.
She now, is I shaking could, her head and it is completely I, what? I'm opposite. It's completely
it's
opposite.
Completely opposite.
Cause you type A, you like
no.
And Jessica like, oh, look at the
flowers. So, no, it's opposite, and everybody
that
thinks
image.
That. So I'm like, what am I doing?
Keep that image.
It's the whole.
It's completely opposite. Her nickname is what? Boss Lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm behind the scenes in just about every area of my life.
I missed it. And usually I get it. Usually I get it, but I missed this one.
But see, I have that look. That's the whole thing. I have the look.
Okay. So how is it working with your sister? How is it working with your sister?
It's good.
It's
she,
good.
We know each other's personality.
Yes.
So she can tell what I'm getting in, Boss Lady, or what I call Keisha, because every girl got a Keisha. And when my Keisha come up, she like, let me back.
I'm really like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Everybody thinks that, though.
Yeah, everybody does.
That means you have to spend enough time around me.
Yeah.
But every time I see you, you full on boss mode.
Because I'm usually Zoom, but in my personal personality.
Boom.
But you know why? Because teacher, that's probably is the education first. She's used to where mine is more customer service. So I know how to give that fluff, but I know how to get it done. And even people at work say, you know how to give that nice nasty.
I can't believe I missed that.
Well.
Okay, now. My next question, how do you bring so many different type people together to accomplish your goal?
You know,
because
what?
Like I was at the fashion show, it's it's a lot of different personalities and vibes in that room, but it reminds me of the quilt that grandma used to make. Like it's patches, but when they come together, it's something beautiful.
Right. And the good thing is it is a lot of, and that's what I love, is it's a lot of different vendors, it's a lot of different designers, different types. And I think it is because the personalities that we have. We have those boss lady, I'm going to get things done, but we have lovable personalities. We have, I'm going to talk to you, and you my friend. So I feel like everybody I talk to that are genuine, I'm going to befriend that person, and I'm going to support that person. So that's a good way to do it.
It's also really important to us to not, my saying is always try to be the standard, not the statistic.
Right.
And don't be a stereotype.
Right.
So those three STs, right? So try to be the standard, not the statistic, and don't give in to stereotypes. And so people, I don't want to stereotype or lump myself into one category, neither does she. A part of our upbringing, because we're military, we're always surrounded by everybody, whether that's race, whether that's age, whether that's personality, fashion sense, or whatever. And so I think that is why, I know that's why, we've made it to 10 years. There are so many other people who started off with us, and they still are friends, who are no longer in business 10 years later, for whatever reason, for multitudes of reasons.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
But because we have the support of so many different perspectives, we have so many different types of men, we have different types of women, we have an older crowd, we have a middle crowd, we have a younger crowd, we have white, we have black, we have Hispanic, we have every category you can think of.
It's there
and it's supported, and that's what's necessary.
And the good thing is too, it's not all about Matt Couture.
It's not all about
when we do these shows, it's not just about Matt Couture. We love supporting other brands, we love other businesses. I'm a personal stylist. I have other stylists in my show. We're both models. We have other models in our show. I'm a boutique owner. We have other boutique owners. We have brand new people that are starting, and I love getting someone fresh into the fashion game and help support them and help push them. It's absolutely amazing just seeing them and hearing the feedback.
Awesome. Now, I always had to put God in my conversation. What part of prayer is in your business?
All of it. We start most of our practices with the models. We pray. Before I leave home, we pray. Before we start the show, we pray. My makeup artist is a pastor, and while she's doing my makeup, I put on headphones.
Who your makeup artist?
My makeup artist is Alicia Cooper.
Who is your makeup artist?
Pastor Alicia Cooper, and she has been doing my makeup since day one, and every time the show starts, I will put on headphones where she lets nobody touch me, and she prays the entire time she's doing my makeup.
Man, that is so awesome. You know, most businesses fail within 3 years of starting up, and you guys have been in operation for 10 years.
10 years.
So what, and I want both of you girls to answer this, young ladies to answer this, what do you do when you don't feel like going in, when you don't feel like doing this? How do you motivate yourself?
That's called supporting each other.
It is.
I feel like giving up, she feel like giving up.
Yep.
It's kind of like a marriage.
Right.
Because it's any relationship. One is feeling a little weak, like she'll message me like, I ain't feeling this, I need you.
I did today.
I
just text her today.
And then I have to give her all caps. What you need, you better let me know.
I did. I told her, I was like, I'm just not feeling motivated. I need you to help me with such and such. And she's like, well, you already told me what you wanted to do. I said, I don't know if I'm feeling that. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just need your help.
And honestly, wow. I've been real busy, so my brain wasn't all the way focused either. But at that moment, when I felt her through the text message, I'm like, okay, I don't care how tired I might be later. I promise you're going to have XYZ by tomorrow. I got you.
Yep.
Well, how many times I said it? Like three times. I got you.
I got you.
Well, I can tell you, man, the Rileys definitely look up to and admire both of you.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Y'all have been good people and great people to us from day one, and so we just thank you so very much. Now, in closing, what is it that you want the community and outside area to know about this fashion show?
We just want y'all to come. The thing is that we can tell you all about it, but until you actually sit down in a chair and experience all the excellence that's in that room, we can't really tell you. We just want you to come.
It's a whole unique experience. Yeah. We've traveled the world. We have traveled all over the United States going to fashion shows, and we're bringing it right back. Everything we've learned through our modeling, through fashion shows, through research, through trainings ourselves,
right.
We're bringing it here and putting our own personal twist on it.
Yeah.
Now, Columbus, Georgia, sometime you complain about there's nothing to do in Columbus, Georgia. When is the Matt Couture Fashion Show?
The fashion show is going to be Saturday, September 30th. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7 at the CSU Cunningham Center. And, of course, you can get your tickets from Eventbrite. They are $35.
Outstanding. You two young ladies have done an absolute amazing job. This has been Gerald G. Rhett Riley of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.